Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 342, live at E3, Sony and EA. This is the show recorded on Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2013. Hello, I'm your host, Catherine, and joining me again today is Charlotte.
Hi.
Yesterday we did Microsoft's conference kind of low down, and today we've got Sony and EA merge into one, because EA wasn't a huge amount, and we thought we'd pop it in with Sony, get that out of the way. Charlotte, you went along to the Sony conference.
I did.
How do you think it compared to previous years?
So there was a lot more games this year compared to last year, which I believe was a lot more like entertainment focused. But the games were really disappointing. Most of them were all things we'd already heard of. They mentioned what? There was one. Well, where should I start?
PS3 Vita.
I don't know. Would that's not in order. That's in order from your thing. Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so they started off by saying, the Vita's still going, despite the fact that in the UK you don't see many people with them.
No.
I think they're a bit bigger in the US.
Do you see them in the US? I don't know. I haven't seen a single one while I've been here.
No, that's true. I've seen a lot of DSs. Always loads of DSs and 3DSs. Apparently the Vita's got 125 games on it. Now, I'm not sure if this is, in the UK as well. That's not including mobile... What is it?
We did
they
not
call?
Have 125 games on the Vita
what
in the UK.
What are those games called? It's like the downloadable ones. Like PlayStation... The ones made specifically for download. They have like a name, don't they? She doesn't know.
There's
650 games if you include mobile, downloadable games, and PlayStation 1 games. So to be fair, I think if I had a Vita, I'd just play the PS1 games on it. They announced some new games that are coming out for the Vita. They had maybe 5 seconds of time on the screen each. So there's a Batman Arkham Origins,
that was already announced.
Well, I know, these are all games that have been announced.
Okay.
These were the games that
okay,
were
well, you
say...
Because you just said they announced them, so I was like, oh, really?
Well, no, as in these are all games that are new that are coming out to the Vita.
Okay, cool. Upcoming releases.
There was Arkham Origins, which looks terrible.
How does it?
It looked like Batman Returns on the Mega Drive. I swear, it didn't...
Really?
I don't know. I didn't think it looked very good. this other game called Counter Spy, which looked interesting, but they only showed about 5 seconds of it, so I had no idea what the hell it was. Doki Doki Universe, again, 5 seconds, no idea what
this
is.
It's a cute-looking game. They had a post around on the PlayStation blog last week. Maybe a month ago now.
And then Killzone Mercenary, which loads of people were really excited about. I don't know why, because the Killzone PSP titles, were they ever any good? I didn't know.
Like Liberation stuff, so I think supposed to be okay.
And then Tearaway. And then that was it. It was like, yeah, okay, so these are the Vita games that are coming out. Aren't we all really excited about them? And that was about all they showed. Then they were like, oh, you can also expect to see the God of War collection. It's like, oh, great, so...
Two old games.
I can already play them on my PS3, and now I can play them on my Vita too. Fantastic. And then they're like, Final Fantasy X and X-2. Oh, great.
HD collection.
Two old games that, I can play on my PS2, and possibly PS3 if I've got a 60
well,
gig.
No, you don't need a 60 gig to play PS2. But no, because they're doing the HD remakes of 10 and 10-2. That's obviously what they're trying to sell.
Who likes 10-2?
People like 10.
Yeah, I know people like 10. Are they bundled together?
Yeah,
they are. So it's like you don't have any option.
I don't believe so.
Okay. And then Dead Nation apparently as well is also coming to Vita. I don't know. Then they made a big thing about how Walking Dead... There's a new episode coming out, and they're having some exclusive bundle thing where you can get Walking Dead Season 1 and Episode 1 and some skins or themes, something along those lines that Sony always like to give away with their games. They also made a big thing that the Vita is your ultimate companion for while you're on the go, because apparently it's better than a mobile phone. They said Skype looks beautiful on the Vita, Netflix looks beautiful and YouTube looks beautiful, and it's like, I'm really sorry, but I can do all of those on my phone. You can do those on Android, you can do those on Windows Phone, you can do those on iOS. Mm. And to be fair, okay, the Vita's got quite a nice big screen, but
I wouldn't do it on a tablet instead. Yeah.
And, you know, I'd feel a bit safer doing it on a phone.
I love that they're all, oh yeah, we make games. We're all about the games. Oh, look at all this lovely stuff we've got on the Vita that is not games.
Yeah. Well, that was only up, they were just saying that, like, in passing. It wasn't like they made a big deal of it. See, and then it was a shame, because it was like, okay, so now that's Vita over and done with. And it's like, oh, really? So that was like 5 minutes.
Shove it under the carpet.
And then they're like, okay, well, now we're going to get PS3 out of the way as well. Because they promised, just like Microsoft, that the current generation consoles aren't getting forgotten about, and they're going to keep going with them. But again, they were showing off The Last of Us, and I'm sorry, but it came out in America the next day. They've got so much play, like they've got, I don't know, 20 boots of it, well, 20 pods of it, playable on the show floor. And it's out now.
Yeah, and it's out in the UK, on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. So I don't quite understand this whole... And I mean, everyone knows that it's got like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
They don't need to show it off anymore now.
Well, and the thing is, like, I'd understand if it was just an event for the public. Like,
yeah,
what they
but
do
this is the press.
Because you're like, oh, cool, I can actually play this game to see if I want to buy it. But this is the press and people who will generally have the money, in most cases... to purchase the game.
Well, that, or they've already done their reviews.
Or they've already reviewed it. The thing is, it's not just press, of course. But it's like, the people that are at
the people E3, that can afford to go to E3 can afford to buy a game.
They're going
to
be able to buy the game if they want it. So I just don't understand the point of showing it.
But what's ridiculous is that the boots of it is packed.
And yeah. Loads of people are playing it. And they've got tons of pods as well.
And then they showed some other games that we already know of. Unfortunately, again, these were just like... mentioned in passing. So you've got The Puppeteer, which is a fantastic looking game coming from Japan Studio. Then there's also Rain as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Rain,
which looks lovely. I think, though, like The Puppeteer, this was announced quite a while ago.
Yeah, they've had quite a while. Like, everyone's excited about Rain. Yeah. They've been excited about Rain for a while. It's just not out yet.
What was terrible, though, is that The Puppeteer trailer that they showed, the base in the arena was just too high. So there was, like, some talking over the top of the trailer. Couldn't even hear what it's saying. I don't know. And actually, I noticed that with quite a few games that they were showing off. I can't remember what the other one was. But there was talking over the top of it, and you could barely hear it. Terrible. Then they showed off Beyond Two Souls. Now, what was interesting about this was showing a side of Beyond Two Souls that you haven't seen. So a lot of the game takes place in, like... I haven't seen this.
Do I want to know this?
I don't know. Let's just say... she's all military.
What?
And there's a lot of action. Now, when we originally saw this, what was it? A year ago? Two years ago?
They announced it last year.
This was like a psychological thriller. And now it looks like an action movie.
Really?
So I'm not sure where they're going with it. But, I mean, that's out soon, isn't it?
October.
That's out in October. So I guess, you know...
11th in the UK, I believe.
I mean, even Heavy Rain, you didn't go into that kind of... this is an action film kind of thing. It was always like a thriller.
It was a thriller, yeah.
So, you know, it is very different from what we saw before, but... I don't know what to make of it now. And then, like... one of the most surprising things was that they announced Gran Turismo 6. But this isn't for PlayStation 4. This is for PlayStation 3. And I don't quite understand why they're making it. It's not even like it's the A-spec or whatever they call them nowadays. But everything that they were saying about it was just, oh, we've got this new... what was it? They've got a new physics model. They've got new tyre models. They've got new suspension models, aerodynamics, tessellation, and rendering. But this is all on PS3.
It feels a little weird that they're, like, doing their racing game. Because, like, Drive Club isn't them.
Yeah.
Internally.
Why would you have a first party?
So it seems strange that, like, you know, of course, Microsoft have Forza.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at our lovely next-gen racing game. And then suddenly you're like, look at our PS3 racing
game.
Surely
it's going to come out on the PS4. It would just... it doesn't make any sense if it doesn't.
Well, do you think they do, like, some kind of prologue or something and release it on PS4 or something like that? I don't know.
Only some of the game, yeah. That's what it's called, Prologue these days. Okay.
Well, they did Ace Spec on PS2.
PS2, yeah.
Yeah.
Then they showed off the new Batman Arkham Origins. Apparently this is the first in, like, a whole bunch of, like, of a series.
Oh, really?
Their big deal was that it's got exclusive costumes, but it's, like, the 1960s Adam West costume.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool. There's also some exclusive Nightfall DLC, but they didn't actually say if that was, you know, some sort of level packs or gameplay or anything like that. Then they go on again with the PS3, and they've got this exclusive headset for GTA 5.
Yeah, for GTA
Now, I'm not sure if this actually comes in the bundle, because on the image of the bundle, it didn't look like it said it came with the headphones. But basically, in case you don't have a PS3, you can buy it when GTA 5 comes out.
Mm.
Now, I'm pretty sure that everyone went and bought their PS3s for GTA 4 or for Metal Gear Solid 4. I don't think... I think it's, like, quite late now. It's surely in the stage of the console that people are now like,
well, yeah,
you know what, I've been waiting for GTA 5. Mm. I'm buying my console for that.
Well, there will be some people who don't own the console yet still. There's always that case. Or people that have traded them in. There's always that,
I suppose.
But it is weird.
I think it was a... I'm not even sure what size the PS4 was either. Like, it's one of the new slim ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then that was, like, PS3 out of the way. Unfortunately, not much was said on pretty much anything. I think, in fact, more time was spent possibly with Batman than some of the, like, Japan studio titles, which is a bit silly if you ask me.
Well, maybe they're like, oh, we've got this deal with Warner Brothers, so we need to flaunt it.
That's true.
As opposed to, you know, our little internal people that are just working for us anyway. I don't know. That makes... That's kind of a harsh potential observation there.
Yeah. I mean, then they went on with, like, the whole PS4, and they're like, you know what, we're going to show it to you now. So they showed it off, and it's a bit, you know, it's a bit strange looking.
Slanted.
Like, I know people were all like, the Xbox looks like a VHS, but it kind of looked, I don't know, it's a really weird design. I kind of preferred, I don't know why everything's going, like, cubular, is that a word? Cubic. I kind of liked how the PS3 was rounded.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it.
Do you find it weird that both the Xbox One and the PS4 both have this kind of, I guess it's matte, I don't know, on three quarters of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a shiny bit.
Yeah.
And they both have that.
They did come out with it, though, which was cool. It's quite small.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can... He was just holding it. It's like...
Does he have big hands?
No, because he was holding it like this.
Okay.
No, you can see that.
Oh, I can see.
It was, I don't know, maybe the size of a laptop, I reckon.
But not as slim as a laptop.
Not as slim as a laptop, obviously. Yeah, so they kind of got that out of the way, and then they were like, you know what, we're going to talk about some entertainment stuff. And everyone was like, Well, I'm like, Because, like, who cares if, you know, Sony Pictures have a deal with them, and they've got Video Unlimited and Music Unlimited and Live Events Viewer. Like, I mean, okay, some people do use their PS3s as an entertainment box. I guess people want to use their PS4s for the same. But, the thing is none of this isn't, like, free. Like, this is why I like using Netflix, because it's free. All this stuff
what?
Is... This stuff you have to... Well, free in the sense of, like, you pay a subscription and that's it.
You do realise on Xbox Live, you need a gold subscription to use Netflix.
Yeah, but on the PS3, okay. All you need is your Netflix account.
Okay, yeah.
But these you have to rent individually. And they said there's, like, over 150,000 films that you can rent. Now, some of these are going to be really old films. Mm. I don't know.
It's the same with the Xbox film service stuff.
I never use any of that stuff because it's like, well, why
it's
should
the same
I,
as things like Blinkbox.
Why should I rent one film for a certain price when I can just watch a load of
Yeah,
films?
The thing is, the prices are usually a bit weird as well, like a bit expensive compared to what you could pick it up for maybe on DVD or something like that. But I reckon, like, maybe they decided they need to try and talk about as much entertainment stuff as possible, because now the Xbox One has a Blu-ray drive.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm sure they must realise that some people primarily use their PS3 as a Blu-ray drive as an occasional games console for when, like, exclusives come out and stuff like that.
So that was all out the way. I don't really give a damn about that. they said something like, because of course Sony is like a massive media.
Oh yeah, they're massive
company. So they do have Sony Pictures, and then they've got like Sony Music, whatever the brand is called.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, they have Jack White. Nine Inch Nails and like Jack White. And they said something like they've got over 20 million songs. But again, like it's this whole thing. I mean, most people use their iPods for stuff like that.
For what?
Listening to music.
Yeah.
So if you're already paying,
people use like Spotify.
Yeah, if you're already paying for like all this music already, why are you going to do it again somewhere else? I don't know. I just don't understand the people that use these things.
Well, so that's one of the things with, of course, Microsoft having their music stuff, Xbox Music, whatever it's called, because that works between everything. So if you have Xbox Music on your account, that works on your Windows 8 devices. On Windows Phone, it's a subscription service, but it goes across everything. I suppose maybe if you have a Sony phone, you're like, Ericsson's? I don't know.
I think they still have Ericsson.
Because maybe the service can go across into that, and you know, you get Sony computers as well. So maybe they've got that going on. I don't really know.
Doesn't interest me. I just want to know about games. So then they went on to talk about games. Apparently, I think it was, they said that they have over 20 games in development, and half are going to be released in the first year of the PlayStation 4. And 12 of those are brand new IPs, which isn't too bad.
Wait, so 10 games?
What?
Within the first year, that's it?
I don't know, because I could have sworn that they said 40 games.
Okay.
I don't know how many games they said. That's not many.
Well, that sounds weird, saying 10 games, because that's less than a game a month.
The first year, though, they might include as like this year. Because it comes out at the end of this year, doesn't it?
Maybe, yeah.
So, the only new game that they actually talked about... This was the only new game, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, so the only new game that they were talking about, and I say new as in new IP.
And I say
and new as in, like, an actual...
A retail boxed,
fully priced PS4 game, was this game called The Order 1886. Unfortunately, this was, again, like... I think it's like a 3-minute trailer, and that was it. Then no one talked about it. There's no gameplay. It's just a trailer. And it's kind of cool because it looks like Nightmare Creatures or like the games that you used to get back on the PlayStation 1. And not many games do it anymore these days. I don't know. Maybe Victorian London isn't as interesting as it used to be. And this is made by Ready at Dawn, who made, you said, some mobile stuff?
Well, no, PSP they did God of War, Ghost of Sparta and stuff like that. Like, when I saw this trailer, I thought, well, when it started, I was like, oh, wow, is this like a Jack the Ripper game or something?
Yeah.
Like some kind of thriller. But then they got guns out.
Yeah, and then the guns were really kind of, oh, look, there's a guy with a grenade launcher.
Where they're like, oh, look at our steampunk game.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, well, steampunk is, of course, popular... I mean, is that the official term for it? I don't know. No one spoke about it. So no one said, this is a thingy game.
It's a steampunk game, though.
Yeah.
From the looks of it. It looks like it's just going to be like a four-player co-op. Whether or not it's third or first person, who knows. And if it's just like werewolves that you're against, or, you know, who knows. I thought it was like a Van Helsing game or something.
That's what I was thinking when they started getting guns out.
This is going to be like a League of the Extraordinary Gentlemen or something like that.
I was like, oh, is it a Van Helsing? We just had a Van Helsing game.
Yeah. And then they showed off some new trailers. Again, this wasn't very long, but they were showing off the games that they'd already announced back at the PlayStation meeting thing for the PS4. So there was a new trailer for Killzone. Now it's got more woods in it. They showed off Drive Club. That trailer was like it wasn't 5 seconds long, but I could have sworn it was exactly the same as the stuff they showed before.
Really?
The stuff that they showed for Drive Club at the PS4 thing last time was like a lot better. Whereas this one, it was just a trailer of some cars. I mean, maybe there were some specific cars, but I wouldn't know. The Infamous Second Son trailer was quite interesting because it did show off some of the characters in the story and kind of the drama that's going to be taking place in the game. And again, Knack, the kind of really cute looking kids game. Is that a Japan studio? Or is that someone else? Do you know who's making that?
Wasn't it like a collaboration with some guy who used to make... I remember the guy who came on to talk about it at the PlayStation 4 meeting or whatever it is. Used to work in games somewhere.
Used to work in games somewhere.
I'm completely blank on it, but it was him with, I think it was like a Japan studio or something like that, but... or in a... is it, they call him X-Dev or something like that?
Exeter. Is that it?
In Liverpool.
No, that's...
No, that's Exeter.
That means external, doesn't it?
I thought it meant external development. Okay, fine. I don't know anything.
And then they showed off Knack. Again, this was a really tiny trailer, and they showed barely anything of it. But it is playable on the show floor, so... Maybe the reason that they didn't show very much of these games is because they are all playable, so they're just showing you a little bit more. What's kind of interesting, though, is that all of the games that they showed at the meeting are all launch titles, apart from Infamous, which is coming out Q1 of 2014, apparently. Next up, David Cage had to get on the stage again. Well, he didn't even come up, actually.
He wasn't on the stage, was he?
His stuff was on stage, because they have to do it every year now, I think. They show off their tech demos. Mm. So they showed a snippet of the latest tech demo, which was related to the old man that they showed off. Was that the PlayStation 4
thing? Yeah, the PlayStation 4 thing.
So it's a tech demo that they call the Dark Sorcerer. Again, it's like super cheesy. There's a really creepy-looking goblin with a dude's face. It's weird, and you can watch the full 12-minute tech demo. I think they're going to be putting it up after E3 to be able to watch at home. But again, like, okay, yeah, so their tech is nice, but maybe if they make a game for it.
I was a bit confused by it, because they said, you know, showing emotion in games, blah, 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 like the usual kind of David Cage thing. But I didn't see any emotion in it. Is there?
Yeah, because like the guy's all shouty and stuff, and then when he starts talking to the director, he's like, "Oh, blah 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 blah," and the director's like, "No, just do it." And he's like,
"Oh, okay." Well, of course, I was watching a live stream, and it wasn't great.
Yeah,
I had to watch it like at the lowest quality so that it wasn't constantly buffering, and it even still was buffering all the time.
So that was like retail, full price. PS4 games out the way. They then went on to talk about their indie third party stuff, because of course The Witness is coming out for PlayStation 4, but they've also got a few other games that are quite interesting coming out as well. So is this exclusive as well?
Don't you on when you talk
Transistor, is that exclusive to PS4?
No, I think it's still coming out on Steam. I don't know though, I'm not 100% sure.
So Supergiant Games, they're the guys that made Bastion, are they making a game called Transistor, which is coming out early 2014. It should be interesting, I imagine.
Yeah, I prefer the look of Bastion yeah. to it.
This is quite a further away camera kind of thing.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's hard to see the art style as well, because it's further away. They've got it playable, though, apparently.
Then they've got a few other games as well, which is quite interesting. So they've got Don't Starve coming to PS4. Again, this is a game that's already out, or coming out on PC. Is it out now?
It might still be in it.
On PC. Mercenary Kings from the Scott Pilgrim developers. That's coming out as well.
Yes, like Mercenary Kings was actually a Kickstarter game.
Oh, really?
It's still coming out on PC first. They did an update on their Kickstarter because I backed it. Mm. But yeah, they did an update shortly after the Sony conference saying, oh, just so you know, we're still releasing it on PC first, and then it will come out on PS4 after that, and then I think they're releasing it for Ouya, or however you say it.
Ouya.
Ouya. They're releasing it for that shortly after the PS4 release.
So that's cool. And then they've also got Octodad coming to PS4. Again, another PC game.
Yep, another PC game.
Coming to PS4. Secret Ponchos, this is one that...
You missed the name of Octodad.
Oh, sorry, Octodad, Dadliest Catch.
There you go.
Is it the same game, though?
Well, I think it's either the first one or the second one.
Okay.
Because there's two of them. But they just showed him around. It depends if it's set in a wedding. If it's a wedding, it's the second one, I believe.
Okay.
From what I know from the tiny thing I read in a PC magazine, like, a few months back.
Then there's also Secret Ponchos, which is like a spaghetti western Diablo-style looking game from the looks of it. Again, I've never heard of this game before, so maybe this is a PS4 only.
I haven't heard of Secret Ponchos.
The same goes for Raise the Dead, which is a cute name, I like that. Raise the Dead. That also had a tagline, I think. It's Raise the Dead something or other, but I haven't got that written down. Again, this is a puzzle game, apparently, where you're raising zombies to solve puzzles and stuff like that. It's kind of cute because you're playing as the zombies. Don't get that very often.
No.
They've also announced that Outlast, which is a fantastic-sounding survival horror first-person from Red Barrel, is it, I think?
Yeah.
They're a bunch of guys that used to work at Ubisoft.
Yeah.
And made a company to make a super scary game.
So is this actually, is this exclusive?
No, I think it's just coming to
PS4,
because it's a PC game.
Yeah.
Again, these are all like PC games.
I knew
games.
About Last before.
And that's coming to PS4 as well. Another great announcement is that the new Oddworld Abe's Odyssey remake, New and Tasty, is also coming to PS4. But again, I believe that this is still coming to PC as well.
Okay.
And then there's also another amazing title, Galaxy, which is... Who was that made by?
Was that the 17... Is it 17-bit guys? And what did they make? The Skulls of the Shogun guys.
That's it. This is made by the Skulls of the Shogun guys, and it's
they may not be called 17-bit. What it sound like he said.
A space shooter, a bit like Geometry Wars from the looks of it. And these all are having exclusive console debuts on PS4. Whether or not that means that they will be coming to other consoles, who knows.
Mm.
So then they got some of their boring stuff out the way. Apparently they're having the Journey Race in Diablo 3. They didn't actually seem to show pictures of this. They had a picture, but it didn't look... Like, they said they were from Journey... But didn't really elaborate on it much. Then they got Tetsuya Nomura out on a terrible video feed to tell everyone.
Okay, so that wasn't just my stream.
No, yeah, it was not a very good feed.
Okay.
And then it started to fade out while he was still talking.
I noticed. Yeah. Well, the text was fading or something.
He came to tell us that he has no more new news, which they always seem to do. It's like Square Enix appear at PlayStation. We have nothing new for you.
Have a look at this.
Have a look at this. Not unfortunately, but thank God this is an actual trailer this time that's a new one.
Hmm.
Like at the meeting they showed us a trailer that was like 6 months old, if not older, didn't they? So they had a trailer for what used to be known as Versus 13, which has now become Final Fantasy 15. Now this is a bit weird because I'm pretty sure that most Final Fantasy fans are going to hate this game because it looks really action-y, kind of like, you know how Kingdom Hearts kind of took the Final Fantasy kind of idea and then made it very action-y. This is like Heavy Rain action-y, like ducking and diving kind of stuff.
What do you mean Heavy Rain action?
Well, I've got Heavy Rain in, like the conveyor bit at the end. You know, it gets really action-y there. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, so it's a bit weird because you say Final Fantasy and you think about, you know, these traditional
long-term based battles,
and it looks like it's
lots of menus.
Keeping the real-time battles of Final Fantasy 12, was it? Did they have real-time in 13?
Yeah, well, there'd be the monsters roaming about and then you'd initiate a fight.
Yeah. So they seem to have that kind of stuff, but then also loads of jumping, loads of sliding. They even look like a...
Jumping and sliding, that's a Kingdom Hearts thing.
A Terminator, like, helicopter chase thing. Probably not a helicopter, some kind of mythical helicopter type thing. But then this was a thing that was really strange as well, is that there seems to be, like current time, like present time, and then fantasy elements as well, so I'm not entirely sure where it's, like, coming from. But the thing that's a shame
is that... Versus 13 was announced so long ago.
For Versus 13, it was okay, because it was a spin-off. So it's like, okay, well, this isn't a Final Fantasy game. But now that they've called it Final Fantasy 15, it's like, okay, so this is changing what Final Fantasy is now.
Maybe, yeah.
I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't happy with how it looks. Because they want Final Fantasy. They don't want some action game. They also showed a teaser for Kingdom Hearts 3. No date on either of the games, actually, I think. But they are both coming to PS4. They also announced as well, not sure how many people really care, but that Final Fantasy 14 is a PS3 and PS4 console exclusive. Not sure if anyone really plays the Final Fantasy MMOs, but...
There are some people. I know a few people that play them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so, of course, it will still be coming to PC, but it will be coming to PS3 and PS4 as well. And that will, of course, include a subscription fee that you have to pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah.
Again, more third-party games. They had a big old demo of Assassin's Creed Black Flag. They also mentioned in passing that there's a Liberations coming out for Assassin's Creed.
What, is in a PS Vita?
A PS Vita one, another one. But what? Oh, it was horrible because they had so many issues with Black Flag, and it was like stuttering. It really didn't come across in the live stream, but it was a bit bad anyway. No, it was super, super cringy, and you could see the guy that was demoing it on the stage just didn't want to be there, basically. And they actually had to stop the demo because it got to the point where it was like stuttering every 5 seconds.
Jeez.
Which was a shame. But then they got Watch Dogs out, and it looks really cool. They showed some kind of gameplay that we haven't seen before for Watch Dogs. That included a bit more stealthing, because of course the demos that they've shown in the past were all sort of they were all sort of action-y, weren't they? Like just blown up the cops and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They also mentioned...
Yeah, they're only really showing chases and stuff.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. Oh, they also announced as well that the PS4 will have an hour's worth of exclusive gameplay on it. They didn't say the name of it or anything like that, but it's kind of cool that, you know, this is an actual exclusive thing, not a skin.
Yeah, they've had that relationship with Ubisoft for quite some time now.
Yeah. Only one sports game, which was quite good, NBA 2K14. Of course, this is competing with the new NBA Live 14 that EA have announced will be coming back. Now, I don't know really sports games, but as much as everyone hates EA, they do have a bit of a good monopoly on sports games, and their physics engines are really good, and especially the new, is it the Bounce Tech that they announced?
Oh, the physics on the ball.
Yeah, the physics on the ball sounded like pretty impressive, whereas NBA 2K14, all they had was some...
Yeah, they had LeBron James.
He's quite big.
Yeah.
He's like a Miami Heat player.
It was only an interview. It's not like he was on the stage.
Well, no, they had... Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Unlike before when they've had people on the stage. Yeah. But, they, I mean, they had him in the game, didn't they?
Yeah, so, you know, if anyone really cares. I mean, the 2K games have been going ever since, haven't they?
They've been going for quite some time now.
Yeah. But I think, in all fairness, people were pretty happy with NBA Live being announced. So I don't know how good NBA 2K will do now. Also, Elder Scrolls Online, they mentioned a bit more of that. Did they even have... They just showed like a bit of a trailer. PlayStation 4 Spring 2014, and it's coming on the beta is starting on the PS4 first. They didn't say how soon before it's coming.
Was that actually first before PC, or just first on consoles?
Because it's kind of... No,
they didn't really
one.
Specify. They just said that the beta was coming to the PS4 first. It's probably first on consoles, if you ask me, because why would it come out on the console before the PC?
The PC version.
Although I suppose I can say about Elder Scrolls Online, because they didn't even mention it there, which they should have. Yeah. I don't believe they did. But in the thing I went to yesterday, because they weren't going to show it, because you can just play it at E3, they have not dumbed it down for consoles in any way. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's an exact version of the PC game, so you've still got, I think it's like 200 player PvP battles where there's 200 players on screen at once.
Wow.
And of course, the only thing that's really changed is the controls.
Yeah.
To work on a pad. I'm still not sure really how well things like that can go over to a controller. In a way, you kind of want to plug a keyboard in with a mouse, because, you know, that's how MMOs should really be played, I suppose. Well, MMORPGs, of course. But yeah, because then you've got shortcuts and whatnot. But I thought I'd just mention that about Elder Scrolls.
They also unveiled the first trailer for Mad Max that was announced God knows how long ago.
I don't think it was officially announced.
Was it not? It was just, oh, they're making a Mad Max game.
It was kind of leaked, I think, quite some time ago.
Yeah, so this was just a teaser trailer. No gameplay, no anything like that.
I believe, well, they've got a thing set up.
Yeah.
So I think there's, like, a presentation that you can go to.
Oh, okay.
To see, like, the game, potentially.
This is made by Avalanche. Who's Avalanche?
They're the Just Cause guys.
Okay. So you know that they're amazing, because they're great at creating, what's the word? Like, great worlds. So hopefully this means that...
They can make Australia.
Yeah, they can make Australia. Also on the PS4, Mad Max will be coming with a special Road Warrior survival kit. They didn't tell you what this was. It sounds like it's some guns or like a car or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
And that was actually... That was pretty much all of the games out of the way.
Oh, except for one, of course.
Yeah. I swear. Well, that was all the newish games out the way. Anything that they were kind of doing new trailers for and anything like that. So then they went on and they made this big childish announcement that you don't have to... you can trade in your old games. You can
give them to your friends. There is no used games restrictions on their PlayStation 4. And you do not have to be online while you're playing on it. And everyone was like, woo, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was really childish that... Well, it's not childish. I thought it was really strange hearing a console developer say about used games.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, I think that the whole used games things is bad because it means that... Well, I mean, like, there's been so many arguments with retailers in the UK.
Yeah.
Because, like, HMV did their pre-owned thing, and now they... I don't think they're even going to sell... Like, they said that they're barely going to support games developers now.
Yeah, because of their going under and everything.
And the same goes for Game. Game, you know, sell their pre-owned stock well above anything new. They have... Like, their backwards catalogue now in game stores and stuff like that is terrible. Everything's all about pre-owned, and it just means that, like, it's not helping the industry.
No, it's not helping the industry. Of course, it's helping out, you know, the consumer, because, of course, not everyone can afford to spend £50 on a game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I totally understand that, but I just, I don't know, I do feel a bit bad for the industry sometimes.
Oh, yeah, totally, I do. But, yeah, there's, of course, two sides to it. And
oh, yeah, totally.
Of course, like, I suppose maybe, I don't know if with EA's online pass stuff, it put people off buying brand new, pre-owned games even.
That's true, yeah.
But then, of course, with EA scrapping that, and it now just being the fact that the restrictions that are present will be third-party titles.
Yeah.
So Sony have said, you know, no use game restrictions, that's first-party.
Oh, yeah, but that's... That'd but be the case with
if EA wanted to charge, I mean, I don't know, they could even just charge the stores,
yeah,
to sell it. Or I'm not sure how that would work
would
out
you
though.
Even do that?
I don't even know how that would happen, or get some cut of it or something like that.
Yeah,
so some kind of deal, you know, high up. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. It's of course been a talk for years and years and years about scrapping pre-owned.
Yeah. So then they said, obviously, with the changes at the PlayStation 4, like, no need to use games, you don't have to be online to play. However, they are improving the PlayStation 4 online. Whether or not this means that PlayStation Network is going to be loads better than it is already, I know that basically on the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, it's not really friendly towards online gaming, or at least I never find it that way. I mean, okay, so you're not paying for a service, so, you know. But, like, there's no... party system. Hopefully there's a party... Have they announced that there's, like, a party system on the PS4?
Don't know. Well, there's the whole kind of, you know, Gacai integration, isn't there?
I wonder what does that mean.
Lots of streams and...
Yeah, but...
chat boxes. I don't know.
Hopefully this means that the PlayStation online experience will be improving, because they've also announced that PlayStation Plus is now required if you want to play online. Now, PlayStation Plus isn't very expensive anyway. It's like, what? They said it's $5 a month, so that's like, yeah, not too much. $60. It's like, is it £40?
I think it's £40 for a year subscription.
And of course, when the PlayStation 4 comes out, PlayStation 4 titles will be given to you. In the, well, I think they called it the instant game.
Temporarily given to you.
Yeah, instant game collection. Well, yeah, but if you want to play online, then you're going to have to keep your subscription now. And Drive Club will have an exclusive PlayStation Plus edition. You have PlayStation Plus, and that sounds like that you get like Drive Club Prologue. But understandably, they don't really want to give away a full-on PS4 game, because otherwise, no one's going to buy Drive Club.
No,
but that's happened with like Vita games as well. Some Vita games have just come out straight on Plus, and it's like, well, there's no point in buying that. Then they're also going to have Don't Starve, Outlast, and Secret Ponchos, three of their independent titles. They will also be coming to PlayStation Plus later on when the PlayStation 4's out. That was about it for PlayStation Plus. They didn't really mention much else, or the PlayStation Network, to be fair. You'd hope that the experience is going to improve with monies, because I've never had any problems with Xbox Live. Whereas PlayStation,
It's usually, you know, not actually the service that anyone provides. It's always actually going to be, if you have issues, it's generally your problem, like your internet connection.
You always have to look up those damn error codes. And nothing ever knows what the error codes are. So they finished the conference with some more Destiny. I'm not sure why they're like bigging this game up so much, because it's because they've got Bungie and they're like, oh, no, Microsoft, we stole this from you.
Yeah,
I mean, this was
it is, the, I mean, it's Activision, of course.
The gameplay premiere of the game as well, in an area called New Russia. It showed
New Russia.
It's called New Russia, yeah. It showed off how the multiplayer aspect of it works, because apparently it's important. So they have one guy, and then they have another guy drop in, and another guy drops in a bit later, and then they have, like, I'm not even sure, maybe it was 12 people playing. You have this little companion guy who looks like
Guilty Spark.
No, I was going to say, the way he worked with, like, Guilty Spark. I was going to say he looked like those things in Phantasy Star.
Oh.
The eggs, or whatever they... I can't even remember what they were called. Because I thought, he's like a little companion that you kind of help with. Same with Dragon's Dogma's little companion things. But I've got no clue, because he seemed to be, like, actually, like, character-driven as well. They also showed off that...
That's why I thought Guilty Spark.
Yeah. They showed off that you'll have public events. Now, I imagine that with the PlayStation 4, they have the same kind of deal that they have with the Xbox One, which is that games are now like living worlds. So you'll have public events that happen while you're playing Destiny. So, for instance, they had this massive...
Mag? Was it a mag?
Yeah, a mag. That was it, wasn't it?
Was it a mag? I don't know.
You'll have, like, alien invasions, and you have to, like, quell them. But the gameplay looked just like Halo. Like, it just looked like they were playing Halo, basically.
With different guns.
With different guns. And it didn't... Like, they did this whole, let's go get the loot, see what we got. And they're like, oh, wow, this weapon's really sweet. And let's see what it looks like. Oh, it's amazing. And then he shoots a guy in the face. So, it seems... I don't know. Like, it seems like they want to do Halo and Borderlands.
Okay.
I don't know. They were trying to be all like, oh, loot. It's like, well, okay. But it was, again, one of those horrible, cringeworthy... I thought it was cheesy as hell.
Hey, dude, let's go over here.
Well, it was like, hey, come over here. Because
they were, like, in the river or whatever.
Oh,
and
the
it was
little
like,
wave.
No, come over here. And yeah. I was just like, just bloody go over there.
I hate it when they do that.
What is, like, the... What was it? The
fist bumps.
Project Sparks.
Oh, yeah, the Project Sparks.
That was pretty cheesy.
That's rock and roll, yeah. Everyone's guilty of it. It's just when they must choreograph it as well. You just kind of think, don't you think this looks like two kids fist bumping? And what were those kids saying for Disney Universe? Is it, what was it, Disney?
Oh, what, Disneyland.
Disneyland
Adventures.
Yeah. And then they were like, whoa, this is so cool.
I don't remember.
Well, hey, though, with kids, you know, you've got to...
Yeah, you've got to control them.
Yeah. So that was Destiny out of the way. They also actually announced that the Gaikai service, the cloud service that is going to allow you to play games, isn't actually coming out until 2014 in the US.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they was...
I might have gotten a bit...
They kind of said it towards the end, and it's like, I'm not sure what this means for the service. Like,
well, because when they announced the PS4, it seemed like that was
the main thing.
That was it. The dashboard.
But I think the Gaikai stuff is like being able to stream games,
right? Oh, okay.
Like the play
or
stream
the sharing
games.
Stuff.
No, just like playing streamed games.
Oh, okay.
In the same sense of it's like playing on live.
Okay.
So that kind of aspect doesn't seem to be like it's going to be there.
It's
for
not
launch.
Vital.
Yeah, but they only said it 2014 for US. They didn't actually say when it will be coming out to like the UK.
But
or
it's
Europe.
Coming out to. All those.
Yeah, because the Gaikai Cloud service is going to be available on the PS4, the PS3, and the Vita. Which, if you ask me, means that there's no excuse that the PS4 can't allow you to play PS3 games streamed.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm not sure if that's the point of the service, but if you ask me, that should be the point of the service.
So, I guess Gaikai is included if you have PlayStation Plus.
Not sure they didn't mention that. Maybe I wasn't listening properly.
It well, would make sense. You'd kind of think that...
No, but they did say that... Oh, no, that was media services. I'm not sure, maybe.
That'd be interesting to know that.
Again, the big announcement as well, after showing off what the console looks like, with the price, Sony have undercut
Xbox One by like $100. So on in America it'll be $399. In Europe it'll be €399, and in the UK it'll be £349. Unfortunately, they're still not really doing the conversion rate properly. I don't think. Well but then VAT, again, there's the whole VAT. Tax, VAT, stuff like that. It's cheaper, but I still wouldn't say it's an affordable console in this
day and age.
It's affordable for the people with the money.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when we got our PS3, wasn't it like still something like 300?
It was still quite expensive, and yeah. I bought it like not at launch at all.
And that was not a kind of, yeah, I'm going to go buy one of these.
I had to wait a while.
Again, no official release date. US and Europe, it will be coming out in the holiday season. However, they hope that it's going to last a whole decade and beyond. Yet, the PS4, as they kept mentioning throughout, has only actually gone on for 7 holiday seasons, apparently. Apparently it's only 7 years old. So, you would hope that the PS3 still has another 3 years in it? But I don't really see that happening. I mean, the PlayStation 2 still had a lot of, like, life in it after the PS3 came out.
Mm.
But that was only because people weren't, like, buying PS3s because they were too expensive.
Surely people are gonna, like, run away from PS3s as fast as possible, with like the PS4, you know, being so friendly to people because of the whole, you know, no more cell processor or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, but or what, like developer wise? Yeah, mean? Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because it's like it got to the point on the PS2 where there was like a game every 2 months coming out, and you would be lucky if you could find a copy of that game. I remember the game had decided to stop stocking the new games when Silent Hill Shattered Memories was coming out on the PS2. And I wanted to get a copy. And they're like, yeah, we don't get the new anymore. So, great.
Yeah, you could find it on, like, I reckon you could find it on PSP.
It's the same with PSP.
Yeah. It's just what happens. But it's just what happens with consoles. You know, they'll slowly dwindle.
True, but it's like, I'm a bit disappointed. Like, the PlayStation 2, how long was that running for before the PS3 came out? Ages, wasn't it?
It was quite some time, I reckon.
I don't know. I personally feel that the whole new generation of consoles is coming too soon.
You think?
Yeah. I still have not had the whole of my Xbox 360 experience.
Well, the thing is as well is, of course, if the PS3 does get cut off quite quickly, you know, there's going to be all these people out there wondering where their new PS3 games are.
Yeah.
I mean, you've still got, of course, people like EA who support the PS2.
Yeah.
With FIFA 14. But that's because they know that there are potentially some people out there. I don't know how they really make it for PS2 anymore. If you think about, I don't know, how on earth they can develop it for 3 generations of consoles.
Yeah.
And they release it on PSP as well still.
Really?
Yeah. PSP and PS2 for FIFA 14, according to the EA thing. And yeah, it's quite surprising, really. But, you know, it shows people can do it.
True.
So, yeah, maybe it will last a little while longer. Maybe they'll just slowly start disappearing from stores. You won't buy them brand new anymore, like the consoles. But, of course, you have to be able to, because there's a GTA 5 one coming up.
Yeah.
But PS3 stock was always quite, you know, short, from what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd always be like, oh, they're sold out.
Yeah. I remember that.
Oh, they're still sold out.
There was a point where you just could not buy a PS4.
Yeah, like coming up to Christmas. It was always like coming up to Christmas and stuff, and then there'd be none in like circulation, and then families wouldn't be able to buy them for their kids and whatnot.
It's a bit dangerous, to be fair. That, I mean, okay, they've only said holiday season, but that's kind of close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, like, the Xbox is coming out, what, November?
November 21st.
So you've got a decent time to, like, get your new console for Christmas?
Wasn't that Thanksgiving? Time.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure.
It kind of worries me that the PlayStation 4 is going to sell out really easily if it's actually coming out like that close to Christmas.
Well, it happened with the Wii, didn't it?
It's going to be the Wii.
Or did it happen with the Wii? When did the Wii come out?
The Wii always sold out at Christmas.
Yeah, it sold out over Christmas for like 3 or 4 years or something.
Yeah, and that was basically the Sony conference. It was an okay conference, but I thought that compared to the Microsoft conference, the games kind of lacked in, I don't know, newness. We saw a bunch of new games, a bunch of very surprising new games at the Microsoft conference, whereas, I mean, I think really, in all fairness, The Order
maybe Kingdom Hearts 3.
But then that's not that a Sony really exclusive it. Either.
Everything else is like a PC game.
PC game? Oh, what, you mean the indie titles?
Well, the indie... Well, you know, in all honesty, the only interesting games really at that conference were the indie titles.
Yeah, I think the indie games they've got coming out on it are great, and it's like, oh, I want a PS4 for the indie stuff.
Yeah.
But then I also want to have a PS4 for other reasons as well, but... Waiting on those exclusives, Sony, where are they?
Well, I think everyone was hoping for a new Naughty Dog game, basically.
Nah, they just released The Last of Us. They're not going to announce another one now.
Like, there was a lot of Naughty Dog people around. Obviously, it was all just for The Last of Us.
Yeah.
But everyone was like, yeah, there's a lot of Naughty Dog people around. Maybe they're going to announce a new game. It's like, no, they're not. And, I mean, of course, as well, still, no Last Guardian.
No.
I think people are starting to get a bit... it's becoming the new Half-Life.
Sony have said, you know, there was, like I saw saying earlier, they've said, you know, it's still being made.
Yeah.
They haven't said, oh, it's PS4. Which you kind of hope they're going to say.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, the last PS3 game.
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were hoping for Last Guardian. But yeah. And then, of course, there was EA.
Yeah.
So, EA is, of course, a shorter conference. Like, EA and Ubisoft have short ones.
To be fair, they had 11 games on show.
Yeah, they had quite a bit.
It did mean that some of them had, like, 5 seconds screen time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, to start off, they... I mean, have I got this in, like, order?
Do
they start off with Plants vs... So they started off with a new game announcement, and that was Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, which is... kind of...
It's a 3D tower defense.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a MOBA as well.
Yeah. The dev diary that we posted along with the announcement of Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, it seems to be that what they showed off, which was like this 3D tower defense, it's one mode.
Oh, really?
So, well, that's the thing. Plants vs. Zombies has got like a load of different modes in it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
like loads of pop-up games. Usually, you have a few different modes, and I mean, from the looks of it, the announcement trailer that they released looks like Team Fortress 2, and you had like a heavy zombie, you had a scientist zombie,
pyro,
and you had a pyro. So it's like,
well, that's what I meant by scientist. I've always thought of the pyro as like a
no, that's a pyro.
A scientist.
He's the guy with the gun that heals you.
Oh, is that the scientist? I've always just thought of him as a healer.
He's the doctor.
Healer.
So, doctor, scientist.
Okay.
He wears glasses.
Oh, the doctor, there you go. Yeah. You called him the scientist, and I'm like, scientist?
Yeah, so what they showed was like, as Catherine said, like a MOBA sort of game. It looks really nice. The environments look really nice.
Yeah, it looks lovely, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as they say, EA said it had a statement at the start of their conference, which was, all these games we are announcing are on Xbox One and, well... Or next generation consoles.
Yeah.
So Xbox One or PS4 or both, I guess. And yeah, it looks lovely, I thought.
Which is really surprising because it's like the first 3D game they've ever made.
Yeah. Yeah, they've of course never really delved into that side of things before.
Yeah.
And then also with that, they ended with a surprise announcement.
Yeah, that no one really seemed to care about.
The internet cared about it.
See, the internet cared about the conference. It was just like...
Really?
Yeah.
And that was Peggle 2. So, yeah. Of course, there's lots of Peggle fans out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll be happy for Peggle 2, because, of course, there was Peggle Knights. Was Peggle Knights the only expansion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peggle Knights. So, yeah, you know, you'll be able to get a new Peggle game. What they'll add to it to make it different, if there's anything they need to add to it, I'm not sure. But that was a nice...
surprise, really, to be fair.
Announcement, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it was literally just the shortest teaser in the world.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, here's some Peggle 2 gameplay.
The only thing that's a bit, like, probably not going to happen with that, because the other thing, alongside saying, you know, these games are all... Oh, wait, maybe that was Archie past that. Oh, no, it was past that. I was going to say, because they did mention about how all of these games, all of certain games run in Frostbite, or an Ignite, and it's like Peggle 2 and Frostbite, but it's like, actually no, I think they said that after Titanfall, which was the next game that they were talking about.
Didn't it say Frostbite at the start of the Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah, that's in Frostbite.
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies, which is why it looks like Battlefield. And you got like the garlic drone UAVs, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, so Titanfall was already kind of announced at the Microsoft conference, but they showed a bit more of basically the idea behind Titanfall in the EA conference about how they want it to be a single-player game, but in a multiplayer kind of world. They also were going on about how like the maps are really interesting because they do work for both the pilots. What do you call them, a pilot? The pilots and the maps.
Yeah, they're pilots.
Because of course they've got like the little jetpacks and they can slide along billboards and stuff with that. And
free running.
Yeah, a bit free running as well. Everything needs the free running these days.
It's a popular thing at the moment. So.
And then they went on, of course, to the biggest announcement of the whole conference, which was that Star Wars Battlefront will be coming from EA. God knows when.
Of course, it's the kind of creation from Disney allowing them the Star Wars license. And I'm sure lots of people are very happy that,
to be fair, if it's going to be made in Frostbite 3, it's going to be just amazing. Because, they make Battlefield, and Battlefield is great. All they need to do is turn that third person, respawns everywhere. And then you've got one of the best games ever, which is sorely. But that's the thing as well, is that, are they still using, because Battlefront 3 was in development, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So are they just continuing on? Are they making a completely brand new thing?
They might just be scrapping it. There was no date or anything.
No, there was no date. There was a 5-second trailer, maybe a bit longer than that.
It just finished with the logo.
Yeah, and everyone was like, "Yay!" and that was kind of the high point of the conference, I reckon. They then went on, of course, with the latest Need for Speed. There's always a new Need for Speed at the conference. This one is Need for Speed Rivals. It looks a lot like Hot Pursuit, to be fair. So you've got cops and robbers. The only difference is that you've got this, Hot Pursuit was really linear. You did races and that was it. Whereas this one is like a full-on, I think it's open world from the looks of it. Because now they have this Overwatch thing. So you can start a race in a single player, as a single player. Like, you just start this race. And then you'll have a guy that sees that there's an illegal race going on, which I think is really cool, because it just means you're kind of sat there waiting for a race to start to happen. So then you go in and dispatch, and then you can get someone to go on a tablet and use Overwatch, which from the sounds of it means you can just deploy helicopters to certain race locations and stuff like that.
Cool.
It looked really cool. This then went on, of course, for the new Need for Speed movie announcement, which was a bit weird. And, Lord knows how they're going to make a movie about Need for Speed. I suppose they make movies about Fast and the Furious, so Lord knows how that's going to work.
Yeah, and, you know, they've done their weird little full motion video things in the past as well, haven't they?
They did, Need for Speed games. Those were really weird.
And then next up they went on to Dragon Age Inquisition. This is what I think was Dragon Age 3.
That's what people are saying,
yeah. So it was potentially originally Dragon Age 3. And it sounds like they've done quite a lot of changes to it. So they've said it's completely open world. Any of your choices within the game can affect the world itself.
That's coming out for 2014, which is quite a while away, and to be fair, a date like that kind of worries that it's going to slip.
Yeah, maybe.
But there's
it means they've got a large.
There was a few characters in there that, obviously from the Dragon Age games, like Morrigan, and there's the hunter. I can't think of his name now, but he looks a lot weirder now.
Oh, the guy with the kind of flat face.
You're talking about the ogre
horn?
No, it's the ogre guy.
How is it?
I
recognise him.
He's the short hunter, and his face, I swear his nose has gotten even flatter now.
Boxer flat?
Yeah.
Someone punched him in the face.
I can't think of his name. All I've got in my head is this dwarf from a game that I saw yesterday on the show floor. but then, Dragon Age Inquisition kind of ended the proper games for a bit, and they brought out the sports titles. So they're using a new engine, which they announced at the Xbox One announcement.
Yeah.
It's called Ignite. It's a pretty amazing engine. As always, EA are really great at improving their sports titles. they hope for almost human-like intelligence on their AI. Again, this whole living world idea from the Xbox One, and True Motion as usual. But I swear, the more and more they go into True Motion, the more and more crazy, wig out.
Yeah,
animations you get of legs going everywhere and people's heads and
ragdoll and stuff like
ragdoll
that.
Crazy stuff. So the big announcement was that, of course, NBA Live 14 is coming out. This is the first one for, like, ages. I think the last one was, like, 4 years ago, I think.
Was it 10 that you saw? Was there a newer one than that?
Was it 10? Either way, like, they dropped it because I think, what, it didn't make enough money?
I think there's a, like, there were a few.
Oh, there was, like, licensing issues, wasn't there?
There were some problems they had, I think.
But now, like, it's back. It's got this cool bounce tech dribble thing, which means that basically as soon as the ball leaves the player's hands, it drops into physics. And this again sounds like it can create a lot of issues with
ball going through the ceiling
everywhere,
bouncing back and forth on a wall.
What was quite strange though as well was that the next game that they announced wasn't Madden 14 but Madden NFL 25. So it's like some celebratory 25 years of Madden game.
Oh, okay.
Again, this has got new movement mechanics and precise things. Apparently it's going to be the closest game to a Madden, like, football game yet, from the sounds of it. This coming out fall of this year. I guess the NBA Live 14 is as well, because, of course, these are all the 14, so they have to come out this year, don't they?
Yeah, they'll come out this year.
Again, then they go on to FIFA. You've always got to get FIFA out. For some reason, they get Drake to come out, although I hear that he's a massive FIFA fan, so it kind of makes sense.
I didn't even know who he was.
It came up and said above him.
It's it said Drake. And I was just like, I don't know who Drake is. I know a Nathan Drake. I don't know a Drake.
Again, this is the most authentic football game in history, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Instincts, Precision Movement, coming out fall 2013. Unfortunately, they did not announce the specifics of the Xbox One exclusive areas of Ultimate Team. Because they mentioned this at Xbox One. They didn't mention it at the Microsoft conference. So unfortunately, unless like EA go on to say about it somewhere else, they're still kind of holding out on what this information is. Mm. One of the big announcements at last year's EA conference was UFC and how they got the title from... Was it THQ?
Yeah, THQ had UFC.
So it still isn't coming out for bloody ages. And it's not coming out until spring 2014. I don't know what to make of this because...
Well, they did MMA...
They did the MMA once, wasn't it? And then they kind of cancelled that. The servers are down for it already, I think, aren't they?
Probably.
They took the servers down like 6 months after the game was out.
EA.
Apparently, everyone enjoys fighting.
MMA and UFC is really popular.
Yeah, but not to... Like, I still think that, okay, yeah, so it's a UFC game. UFC is huge. But it's still going to sell like a WWF game. There's still only certain people that buy it. It's not like FIFA.
Yeah.
It's not like FIFA or Madden, you know? It's big, but it's not like sports.
Well,
big.
Usually I think a lot of people I know that are into that stuff are into it because they do it.
Yeah.
So like that's why they kind of enjoy it for the exercise benefits and fighting and stuff like that, as opposed to playing
actually
a game.
Playing a game of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all of the sports titles. To be fair, they don't usually talk about anything else, do they?
No, that's their lineup. I mean, they have Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or Masters, whatever it's called these days.
Yeah.
They do a cricket title, don't they?
Do they?
Then maybe they haven't done cricket for a while. And they have rugby.
Yeah.
Kind of the more British of sports, really, those
two.
Yeah,
they don't really get on the conference.
So there's less mention of them. And I'm sure some of them may be coming out. Who knows? I'm sure they'll announce stuff further down the line. But yeah, then they went on to, I suppose, one of their biggest titles that's coming out, which is Battlefield 4. And nicely, they didn't show exactly the same as what Microsoft showed in the previous con. that was a term, wasn't it? I forgot about that.
Point of phrase.
So yeah, they didn't show the single player, they showed multiplayer, because that's, of course, what the players want out there, because it is, you know, a multiplayer-based game. And yeah, so they've claimed that emotion, immersion, well, there's more emotion and immersion.
Yeah,
and being connected.
They're the important points of the game.
That it's destructive, there's destructive and dynamic environments, which is known as Levolution.
Levolution,
the guy made up the term.
It's an amazing term.
Levolution.
But like the destructive and dynamic environments are something that they've had in it for a while, but it seems to have...
They've
like,
massively improved
yeah.
it. It would look great in the... you noticed it probably more in the single player.
Nah. They had a building fall over.
In multiplayer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. Okay, yeah.
Apparently, you can destruct buildings.
Well, getting rid of the kind of...
Well, they had helicopters
structures.
And stuff, yeah. the big announcement, if you ask me for that, was that they'd announced the commander mode, which means that you can now send out commands, obviously, like, set up waypoints, I imagine, stuff like that. They showed this as... happening on a tablet, but they didn't say if someone can actually do this in the game. Because, of course, this is a lot like the game Natural Selection. I don't know if anyone's played it. It's a fantastic online FPS where people take the role of just either soldiers or aliens, and then one person will play as the commander. And they basically set up structures, send out supplies, show people where the bad guys are, and it actually works really well in a first-person environment. And if Battlefield is bringing this like to like the mainstream,
yeah,
it's a really good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, they showed it off with 64 people playing at the time, and yeah,
Battlefield.
Battlefield.
What's cool is that apparently you can watch people playing it on the show floor on their stream.
They've also got a live stream you can watch as well. Apparently, from the, that's what I thought it sounded like.
Yeah, so if you want to watch some 64-player matches of Battlefield 4, then look up on the EA website.
And then they kind of rounded it up there with a final announcement that people kind of guessed was potentially coming because of the kind of accidental posting it up for pre-order on websites.
Sure, mainly I didn't Amazon. See this.
Yeah, it happened week before.
Wow.
Like, not last week, the week before.
Yeah.
So, like, Amazon popped it up in Italy and Germany or something like that, and another website popped up as well, and that's Mirror's Edge 2. So they fully announced it. It looked nice, I thought. I mean, I suppose Mirror's Edge is quite a clean looking game anyway, so there's not a huge amount that you have to do to make it look good, because of course, you know, it's crisp colours.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult in a way to make it look better though, if you ask me. I mean, okay, yeah, the models look better.
Well, yeah,
but like, the buildings look the same, because they're all, like, two-tonal. Well, at least they're the ones you're supposed to go to, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are, like, two-tonal. Unfortunately, it showed a lot of combat.
They weren't guns, though, were there? It was punching and kicking.
Yeah, I know, but it didn't work in Mirror's Edge. It was really difficult.
You run away from them. That's what you do.
Yeah, but still, like, you want it...
Well, they've obviously improved it, haven't they?
They better have.
But yeah, they ended their little teaser trailer thingy with a "it's out when it's ready."
Yeah,
cyberpunk style.
I would expect 2015.
What?
DICE are working on Battlefield.
Yeah, but then they'll be working on Battlefield DLC as well.
Yeah.
So maybe 2016, partway into the next generation of consoles, which will soon be the current generation of consoles in a few months.
Yeah.
How weird is that? But yeah, so that was it for EA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of it really for the.
It kind of makes me wonder if they thought that Peggle 2 was, like, if they, well, they had to have known, because like they said, here are 11 games, but there were 12 games announced.
Really?
Because I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's like, surely they knew that the guy was, what's his name? I can't think of what his name is. The PopCap guy. And he's like, I'm going to announce Peggle 2. It's like, did EA know that?
Just throw that trailer out there. They won't care.
Well, they did, it just said Peggle, didn't it? That's all that came up on the screen. Did it just say Peggle 2? Yeah.
It said Peggle 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think EA stuff was okay.
They had
surprises.
They had some really good surprises that were better than Sony's. Like Star Wars Battlefront, Mirror's Edge 2, and Peggle 2, and Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, which nobody knew about.
And everyone seemed quite happy about Dragon Age as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm still a bit, you know, Dragon Age 2.
Open world. They've got lots of time. It's not going to be rushed.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be okay.
I don't know.
But yeah, so I think they did an alright job. It was an alright conference from them.
And to be fair, not too many of their games were, like, interspliced into other conferences, apart from Titanfall.
And Battlefield.
But those are, like, you know, two big old games. Everything else was literally just in the EA conference. Because usually you've got that whole kind of thing that, like, the same happens with Ubisoft, in that their big games are actually just shown at everyone else's conferences.
Yeah, and it gets a bit boring seeing it again and again and again.
But that's the thing, it's like when they showed off Battlefield 4 and it's like, oh, well, they better not show like the single player again because we've already seen some of that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was enjoyable, and it was weird that they didn't announce anything sim related, so no Sims 4
news.
Show news or anything. Like, maybe, of course, because this was, you know, these games are all on next gen.
Yeah.
And Sims 4 will potentially, I mean, it could come out on consoles like Sims 3 did, but it is primarily a PC game, so they probably left it out because of that.
And PC it, games don't belong at E3. That's what people say.
Oh. They do though. They,
that's
they
the
EA's
thinking. PC games don't belong at E3.
Well, I mean, this was the big console E3.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's probably quite long. I can't really see from here. Lowdown on the Sony and EA conferences. Mm-hmm. Well, round up, not low down. We hope you enjoyed it. We may be back for another one tomorrow, although I know Paul wants to try and do one once E3 is finished.
Yeah.
So potentially I have the internet running good enough to allow me to actually do a video, which I did fine earlier in the week.
Yeah.
However, the second E3 came, you know, blew off, then everyone's like, internet!
Yeah.
And you kind of lose out on it. But yeah, so we'll catch you. Well, Charlotte may be in the next one. Who knows what we do. Otherwise, catch you in a few days, potentially. Bye.
Bye.